Wow. Unbelievable. I honestly have no words. And therefore, I'm going to give a speech. No, but seriously. No, but Lamaisa, this is unbelievable, right? I couldn't have dreamed it better. I couldn't have thought of it better. The whole entire process. To be able to stand here and to see so many beautiful faces, so many people that were involved in what we've done, that have brought to the culmination of where we are today. It's unbelievable. Like, it really makes me very emotional. As I consistently reference every single time I've ever spoken in this community, I used to live in Eretz Yisrael for a very long time. And to get me to leave Eretz Yisrael took a very, very, very special thing. And I'm standing in front of something today that is that special thing. So I want to thank you all for inviting me, for including me in this. But obviously it's not me. It's nothing to do with me. We're here today to celebrate Limud HaTorah in general, specifically about the kinyan of Masechta, which is not simple, which is not pashit, which is very intricate. And to walk into a Beis Medrash and to hear boys sitting and learning mikvayos, sitting and learning whether or not Mayim Sheuvin Pasels, it's unbelievable to hear the amount of Torah that has been injected in this community, of which none of it would have happened if not for the fact that Mr. Meir Rosenwasser, Baruch Hashem, b'schus him, had taken on the initiative, which is not a simple thing in any way, shape, or form, to have it here in our community, to raise the Kedusha of the Tahara of our community. And with that, I want everyone to please give him a round of applause. For appreciation. And Pashit would not be here for that reason itself. Ubiyoisimize, it's not just the fact that Baruch Hashem, we have something of which Ramer will speak about, the tremendous impact. And of course, obviously, for the ones, the hands, the Shechina that was shayer upon them, Baruch Rubin, who actually built the Mishnah. Everyone included in that, of which when I first came to Orlando, we were thrown, us and the Chavri HaKoyel together, into cleaning off every single tipa, every single chashash to be part of that process. Baruch Hashem, it was unbelievable, which pictures I've not been able to publish for political reasons. Now, anyway, the point is that Baruch Hashem, Ahmadiyya would absolutely go crazy with those pictures. Unbelievable, but okay. But such an amazing opportunity. But not just the fact that we built something which raises the level of Kedusha V'Tahara on the practical level, but the fact that everybody felt such a tremendous hisoiris to include themselves that wasn't physical in the building aspect, that it wasn't in the monetary aspect of building it, but it was in something which was so much more integral to it, which was the Torah. The Torah that built it. The fact that the Koyel had learned mikvayos prior to me coming, it's almost ironic, one would say, that they're interconnected. That it was in the Yeshiva Shamayla and was brought down to the Yeshiva Shamata. So b'schus that, I want to thank everybody here. More specifically, I want to thank someone who really, really pushed this thing way forward. And anybody here who was approached by him one time, two times, everybody knows what I'm talking about, three times, four times, 10 times. We'd like to thank Barak Kerrigan for everything that he's done for us. The Iker, the Yisoid Hadavar. Of the Yeshiva Shomayla, Baruch Hashem, you brought down the Yeshiva Shomayla. Unbelievable. With that, I want to give everyone a tremendous Hakar Satoyev, tremendous Ashakoyach for this tremendous event of Hachzak HaTorah, of Kiyum HaTorah, of Kedusha V'Tahara. And with that, I would like to ask Rabbi Kramer to speak, to give us words of Divrei Torah and Divrei Chizuk.